A human rights group plans to tell a United Nations committee next week that the physical, sexual and psychological abuse many children suffered in Australian institutions last century was equivalent to torture. The Care Leavers Australia Network says Australia violated its UN obligations by failing to protect children. Australia signed the UN Convention Against Torture back in 1985. Brendan Trembath reports.
It's hard to believe for Leonie Sheedy that she'll be in Geneva on Friday to tell a United Nations committee about a dark chapter in Australian history. She's seeking justice for children exploited in institutions run by governments, churches and charities.
I think I have to keep pinching myself and believing that we're going to take these stories to the United Nations. It's a bit overwhelming, really.
Leonie Sheedy, the chief executive of the Care Leavers Australia Network, spent 13 years in St Catherine's Girls Orphanage in Geelong. She says successive Australian governments failed to protect around 500,000 children who grew up in institutions.
We'll tell the United Nations Committee Against Torture that Australian care leavers not only suffered sexual abuse and usage, but they also suffered through physical and psychological torture, not to mention the forced labour, the malnutrition, the lack of education, the medical experimentations.
These are historical cases now. How likely is it that the UN will be concerned about historical cases rather than contemporary cases?
Yes, they are historical crimes, but the legacy lives on in those people today, and they don't have any connection to their families. They're still searching for their families. They have post-traumatic stress disorders. They suffer depression, relationship breakdowns.
The UN Committee Against Torture will hear from a number of Australian organisations this month. Rachel Ball, the Director of Advocacy and Campaigns at the Human Rights Law Centre in Melbourne, says the committee will consider Australia's track record and make a series of findings and recommendations.
The UN Committee Against Torture will review Australia's compliance with the Convention Against Torture and other cruel, inhuman or degrading treatment or punishment. And that will involve hearing from a group of Australian NGOs that are concerned about Australia's compliance with that convention.
One of the groups that plans to address the committee is Care Leavers Australia Network, which represents many of the people who grew up in institutions last century, and it's particularly concerned about those who suffered physical, sexual and psychological abuse. How likely is it that the UN committee will choose to look at this historical issue?
Well, the committee has a mandate to examine a broad range of issues, and in Australia's case, it's likely to look at things like the treatment of asylum seekers and refugees, increasing over-incarceration of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, human rights impacts of counter-terror laws, violence against women, abuses against people with disability, this wide range of issues, and that may well include a consideration of the treatment of children in institutions.
Once these groups make their presentations in November, what happens then?
The Committee Against Torture will hear from Australian NGOs. They'll also hear from the Australian government, and they'll analyse that evidence and the written evidence that's been put before them, and they'll issue a set of concluding observations which will contain recommendations for Australian government action. And those recommendations are designed to ensure that torture and cruel treatment is prevented in Australia.
And that report from Brendan Trembath, and our attempts to seek a comment from the Commonwealth Attorney-General George Brandis were unsuccessful.